CFWHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP
Eau Claire. Other fact,
it's streaming everywhere on the Civic
Reliable
Media
Reliable source,
app.
Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
All right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UPUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lite. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central. Crudy, that's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
UpUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the date about it.
Join the Facebook group Wisconsin Breaking News today. It's the perfect companion to your local civic media radio station. Earl Ingram.
If all the other things globally aren't enough to give us pause, healthcare premiums rose 8% this year. And so corporations are starting to feel the strain of offering health care to their employees, and more of them are abdicating that. What are people to do?
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, "I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget." And you'll go, "Hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security." And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app. Earl Ingram.
Clearly, at this point, what is going on in Congress and the importance of the Speaker, that's always been a high-profile position, Sandy. Why can't we get that fixed?
The problem really comes down to the problem we have within the parties. Not only are we highly polarized between parties, but we seem to be highly polarized within party as well.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Almaz Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almaz Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute, weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the civic media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the civic media app. Your hometown radio, Refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, Refreshed. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
And the other fact that can now be confirmed. Reliable source, Mrs. Crudy. Derek Van Orden's staff will offer you a beer, Miller Lights. At least they're not Bud Light, at 10:30 in the morning. DC time on a Thursday.
DC, tell us, 9:30 Central, Crudy. That's pretty early.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
Brittany, how many barometers do you own? It's a meteorologist thing.
Yeah, tell us the truth.
I've got 4 in my house right now.
That's not terrible.
I scaled down.
How many did you used to have?
I give them as gifts now.
Are you re-gifting me a barometer, Brittany?
We're down to 4. That sounds manageable.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. The Israeli military says its forces have conducted a precise and targeted operation against Hamas inside Gaza's El Shifa hospital. Deputy and Acting Consul General of Israel in New York, Zach Sahar.
The Israeli tanks that are surrounding the hospital, not only fighting the Hamas terrorists that are hiding within the hospital, but also facilitating routes for innocent people and patients to evacuate.
Hamas says it holds Israel and President Biden fully responsible for the Israeli military's raid of El Shifa. Thousands of people rallied on Washington's National Mall to voice solidarity in the fight against Hamas. Israeli President Isaac Herzog addressed the crowd by video, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took the stage as part of a bilateral group supporting Israel.
We are here united, Democrat and Republican, House and Senate, to say we stand with Israel.
The House passes Speaker Johnson's bill to prevent a government shutdown this week, sending it to the Senate. CBS's Scott McFarland.
Seems to be the fear that the Republicans who gave the new House Speaker a pass this time will be less likely to do so next time, you know, cutting a deal with Democrats, and that there's going to be a politically forceful attempt to exact more cuts, more controversial policy riders, and the next battle could be the long one that leads to a protracted government shutdown.
At his federal trial, the man accused of attacking former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer last year has apologized. David DePap says spoke of conspiracy theories and a plot to end what he viewed as government corruption. CBS's Elise Preston.
In his testimony, DePap says that he was not targeting the Pelosi's, specifically Nancy Pelosi, because of her congressional duties. And in his testimony, he said that he was not trying to stop her from her official business. Of course, in police audio that we have heard and what the prosecution kind of got at, they countered that he had said that he wanted her to wheel into the House floor in a wheelchair.
Newly released Customs and Border Protection data shows apprehensions of migrants who entered the U.S. without legal permission dropped below 189,000 last month, a 14% decrease from nearly 219,000 in September. CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez.
October, about 30,000 Venezuelan migrants entered Border Patrol custody. That's a 46% drop from September. And this has coincided with the Biden administration's decision to start deportation flights direct to Venezuela for the first time in U.S. history.
This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Happy 62nd birthday, Granddad.
Thanks, sweetheart.
I got you this.
A mug. What does it say? Beware. If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. Compared to adults younger than 60.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, so maybe we can talk about the event again, let our people know a little bit about the event, because we got about 5 minutes left in this segment with you, Mary.
Okay. Sure. So, well, we are meeting supporters at the Capitol at 1 o'clock this coming Thursday, November 16th. The Sierra Club supporters will be there helping out with a short rally at the State Street entrance. And then after that, we may have a couple of speakers at the rally. The people will walk up to the hallway outside the governor's office, and we'll have some people speak there, and we'll be doing a press release. We expect, you know, a pretty good crowd. We're a very small grassroots organization. But as I said earlier, the word is starting to get out that when Governor Evers leaves office, the issue is, as you just read, Robert, that any state park is open for to be traded or sold, depending on whoever decides to become involved in it. In this case, it was Governor Walker's administration. We certainly don't have evidence of communication that Governor Walker was in any way attempting to impact this. We do know that the Kohler representative did write Governor Walker asking him to, what's the word, I would say, smooth over the regulatory process.
Yeah.
And it has come up. Some DNR staff have spoken publicly since the time that we were, you know, trying to get the word out. That they did feel pressure within the DNR to approve this wetland process or the wetland permit. So there have been a lot of things that, you know, we have come up against, not only our local government, but the city government of the city of Sheboygan, the state, and also the federal government. But anyway, I digress. After our press conference, as I said, we may have a couple of speakers there. Senator Larson will be speaking, I believe, at the rally outside on the Capitol steps. And then at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a party and a rally at the Lazy Oaf Lounge in Madison. And we're going to have live music and complimentary food and beverages. And we've got a lot of young people that would like to speak. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And because people are starting to write and ask about the event. And, you know, this isn't the easiest thing to get out when you're a small group and you are challenging a very large private company.
Yeah.
with a lot of, you know, a lot of money. So, having said that, you know, I am looking forward to seeing quite a few supporters, because we just need to get this out there. Governor Evers, my opinion is that he has done wonderful things for mm-hmm. our land, air, and water in our state. And he has requested a good deal of money for our state parks. Mm-hmm. However, when he goes out of office and these parks right. can be sold or traded by another person in the administration or a legislator or anybody who has influence, all of that good work is undone.
Well, that's, Mary, that's a really good point, because I don't think he's running again. He's going to be, what, 74 in the next election, something like that? I don't believe he's running again.
You know, I don't know either. I know he has a campaign manager, but Yeah, I think that we have to think about that. He may be reticent to take action, but all he has to do is send it to the Natural Resources Board to look at it and correct the illegalities.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for coming on and being patient with us. You know, technology is a tricky thing. So again, November 16th, quickly, Facebook, email, website, can you give that out real quick?
FriendsBlackRiverForest.org is our website, and that has the event information on it.
Local talk about our hometown and all of Wisconsin has gone untapped until now. You're on 93.5 The Tap. Make sure and tell your friends.
CBS News Brief. Israel launches what it calls a precise ground operation against Hamas inside Gaza's El Shifa Hospital. CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland.
It's being conducted at night. It is dark. There are still reported to be up to 650 patients, to include newborn babies as well as hospital staff, in the facility. And really, neither side, I think, disputes that.
Hamas denies accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. Today's March for Israel rally drew thousands of people to Washington, D.C.
We're about unity. We're about being together. We're about showing support.
The needs of Israel continue to grow.
We stand with Israel, and we are proud to be Jewish.
With government funding set to run out Friday, the House passes and sends to the Senate the Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to push off a possible shutdown until early next year. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I think the Speaker has produced a solution for the CR that's clearly a step in the right direction.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A number of Republican voting rules are one step closer to becoming constitutional amendments. One of the proposed amendments, passed by the state Senate Tuesday, would require voters to show a photo ID issued by the state of Wisconsin. Another would require voters in Wisconsin to be U.S. citizens. A third would ban local governments and elections officials from using private donations to pay for their work. Wisconsin schools are doing better, according to the latest accountability report cards from the State Department of Public Instruction. 378 public school districts were evaluated, and 94% of them met, exceeded, or significantly exceeded expectations. DPI says achievement improved from last year to this year, though for many schools and districts, this year's performance is lower than before the pandemic. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies turning clear in the overnight. Breezy south winds turning to the northwest. Some gusts up around 25 miles per hour. Our low, 40 degrees. On your Wednesday, sunny skies and highs will climb to 57. Partly sunny, breezy, and 63 going into Thursday. Right now, it's 58.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit bugtussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Pini Gigi, thanks a lot for being on.
Lots of good odds. Thank you for having me.
Well, maybe we can talk about a little bit what you're doing today and what you're down in New Orleans and talk a little bit about that and the other things that you got going on.
Sure. I'm here in New Orleans for NCA. I was invited to come down to attend the Violence Against Women Task Force, or VAWA Task Force, and to hear updates. And then also an update on the Not Invisible Act Commission was given today. And then also tomorrow during the General Assembly, there will be a shawl ceremony honoring the missing children from boarding schools and survivors, and then also MMIP survivors and families as well.
Wow, and that's important. Did the Invisible Act Commission, which you're a part of, can you tell our audience a little bit more about that?
Sure. Yes, the Not Invisible Act Commission is a legally mandated body that was put into motion, so to speak, by now Secretary Deb Haaland. It was a federal piece of legislation that was led and shepherded by then Congresswoman Deb Haaland. At the time, there were four Native Congress members who got behind the bill, Sharice Davids being one, our representative, U.S. Representative Sharice Davids of Kansas being one, and then four total bipartisan support. So the Not Invisible Act Commission is tasked with addressing the missing and murdered Indigenous persons, or MMIP, missing and murdered Indigenous peoples, and human trafficking crisis.
Yeah. Wow. Again, I just really appreciate you coming in and giving us an update. This is so important, and your work has been so important, and it's really, like I said earlier, you're a doer, and I really appreciate you coming on and telling us all about the good work you're involved with and support. So I again, this is so important, and there's so many reasons why. You were on a PBS segment, too. Let's talk a little bit about that. I know it's funny, Ruth, I got to just say this real quick. It was the fifth anniversary of Women of Nations wrestling match, and I think that was the first time I ever met you in person. I just wanted to, and it's grown so much. They had like 3,000 people there for this one and made over $60,000 for that woman's shelter, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was a pretty cool event to attend. It was my first time attending an event like that, and pretty amazing to see the amount of money that was raised for our shelter, you know, our relatives that do need shelter and safety and protections. I think of the creativity that goes into those types of fundraising efforts, and the good-hearted people behind those efforts and the cause, you know, to really support those causes. And I was thinking of even the medicine wheel riders, you know, the women who ride motorcycles through the Black Hills to raise awareness mm-hmm. for MMIW, MMIP. And they also have a documentary coming out there soon as well. But yeah, pretty good to see the creativity of being in spaces that kind of like unlikely spaces that were not really that are just a little bit different to be in, I guess, you know, like the event you mentioned. And then also, you know, people who are doing, I just want to lift up those types of efforts because it's creative and it's kind of thinking outside of the box. So love it.
Yeah, that was fun. And that was the first time I met you. And I remember I was nervous, and I had at the time State Representative Mary Kunish for the show, and I just held the phone, and that was really fun, and that was awesome to meet you at that event. And creativity, that's where it's at, and people enjoy things, but also in supporting things that matter to us, that's really huge. And good luck to them. And they were on the show this last week, but it was kind of fun. I was in New York, so I couldn't make the event, but wow, they keep on going every year.
Yeah, before I forget, too, I was going to mention a quick plug for Mary Catherine Nagel. She was able to Zoom in via Zoom to the VAWA Task Force meeting today. And she also gave really good update on different cases that we should be paying attention at the federal level that will be directly impacting all of us, you know, within our respective communities and regions and across the country. But she also mentioned that she has a new play coming out as well. So I'm trying to kind of get those information, those details down. But it's amazing to see her, and I think of her with creativity. We both were on the first, sat on the very first, or participated in the very first MMIW congressional hearing. And one of the Congress members shared, he said, yeah, I watched this this playwright or this film, this play about women and this crisis that you're facing. And she, we all looked at her like, that's her. That's her play that you're talking about, you know. So the Congress member was like really struck and surprised that she was actually the mastermind behind that play. And she's a lawyer, you know. So it's cool to see that creativity and reaching the masses in different creative ways to get our message across that, you know, our people need protections and deserve to live in safe and healthy communities just like the next person.
Absolutely. And one of the things that I remember interviewing a lawyer that worked for Robbins Kaplan, and he mentioned being a white person, somebody told him at a powwow that, look at the dancers, they're all beautiful, he was saying, and that one out of three of these young women will be abused one way or another. And those statistics need to be brought up and put up and talked about, because that's our relatives. And I think that's a lot of the work that you've been doing most recently, but forever, really.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I think it's just trying to be a good relative and carry forward the work that a lot of people cleared the path for us, you know, to try to continue, as they say, moving the needle forward, you know, for justice. But it's, yeah, definitely a long haul. And I mean, it would be nice for us to, you know, be able to relax, or, you know, I always joke and say, yeah, it would be cool just to like chill and drink lemonade by my mom, next to my mom's garden in Mandaree, you know, with clean soil, clean air, clean water, but, and all the things, you know, that the next person has. But yeah, definitely just want to make sure that we commend and lift up the people who have gone before us, who are no longer here, who literally died, you know, fighting for the protections that we could have to be here, to be thriving. And as they say, you know, better days ahead. So.
Well, I also want to mention this too, and I probably did, but I masked it with a whole bunch of other questions to you, so sorry about that. But there's a PBS segment, Woman Rule, that came out November 7th, and I do believe people can jump on to their PBS sites and look at older documentaries. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. Yeah, the Native America series, they are being broadcasted and live streamed now via PBS. And our segment, I believe it was the last in this series, and it was called Women Rule. And it was led by a young Native woman producer. It was her very first production. So we're pretty excited to, get behind her and support her. And so throughout the process, I believe all of us women, I believe we're all older than her. We're, you know, without really having that conversation of, you know, how old are you? But it just felt really, it felt like a strong organic or organic. No, just kidding. Like Res Dogs. But like, it just felt like a really natural sisterhood, you know, with, you know, just really clicked with everyone, especially Paige, the producer, and I was really honored to be included. My family, my community, were very honored to be included in the her project called Women Rule. It features four women, four Native women, four Indigenous women, a Native fashion designer, an environmentalist, activist from Florida, the Native fashion designer from California, and then a Native artist and musician from Oklahoma. Wow. And so it's pretty cool, pretty amazing, and really love the animation too within the series. And so if you're able to watch it, they are hosting two community screenings this week, Thursday in Bismarck, at the Thursday Bismarck Public Library at 6 p.m. The North Dakota Human Rights Art and Film Festival is hosting that screening. And then the following night, Friday at 6:30 at the Sacred Pike Resource Center, they're hosting another community screening of the segment.
Wow, that's exciting. Hey, have you been up in Minnesota lately?
Gosh, yes. I mean, we're so busy. I mean, we travel a lot, but been meaning to try to get over to at least the Mississippi headwaters. It's such a beautiful area, and we wanted to try to make it back there during the fall to see the beautiful change in the leaves and things, but haven't gotten out over there recently. I know we were, in Minneapolis or surrounding areas early fall for my son. He's, eats, sleeps, and dreams basketball. So, yeah, they're pretty excited for his upcoming season. But, yeah, we'll definitely be throughout Minnesota when basketball season starts.
Well, and you being a former basketball great, too, I always want to mention that. I got to meet over the years people you played with that are something about playing basketball and being a leader. They go hand in hand, don't they, Ruth?
I guess. Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I don't want to say I guess so, but yeah, that sounds about right.
Right on. Hey, I want to say thank you so much for spending time with us. It's really great to see you and hear from you. Keep up the great work, and let's check in sooner. We've missed you.
Thank you. Matzigadads, appreciate it. And thank you for all that you do.
Thank you. Former State Representative of North Dakota, Ruth Buffalo, thank you so much for coming on. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Stay with us.
Minnesotans age 65 plus might qualify for Health Partners Minnesota Senior Health Options. The plan includes personal support, coverage for medical prescription drugs and dental, plus over 30 extra benefits. Eligibility information is available at healthpartners.com/oneplan. Health Partners is a health plan that contracts with both Medicare and the Minnesota Medical Assistance Medicaid program to provide benefits of both programs to enrollees. Enrollment in Health Partners depends on contract renewal.
Unveil the captivating world of Native photography at the Minneapolis Institute of Art. Their new exhibit, In Our Hands, Native Photography 1890 to Now, turns the camera around and puts Native photographers in control, featuring hundreds of photographs captured by generations of First Nations, Métis, Inuit, and Native Americans. You'll view the world through their lens, revealing the beauty and complexity of Indigenous heritage. Don't miss this incredible experience. Visit In Our Hands at the Minneapolis Institute of Art now through January 14th. For more info, visit artsmia.org.
Be a vaccinative. As the fall season continues, new COVID-19 variants threaten the health of not just you, but our elders as well. These new variants might even evade previous vaccines. That's why it's important to stay up to date. The newly authorized vaccines target current variants effectively and are FDA approved for ages 6 months and older. But there is an important note. These are the first COVID vaccines to be commercialized, which means there may be costs associated with them. Speak with your health insurer about your coverage before scheduling an appointment to avoid a surprise bill. For those without health insurance, help is available. Ask your health clinic about options or visit vaccines.gov for free locations. Getting vaccinated protects you from severe disease. Don't put yourself or elders at risk. So be a vaccinative and protect our community. You can visit vaccines.gov for free vaccine locations.
This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Did you let animals pick your insurance? You really?
Anyways.
Hey, this is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. And, you know, sometimes technology is a funny thing, Haley. And it's always interesting. I used to teach film and video. And we did a lot of course, nonlinear editing. And if the student had like a bad attitude or something, a lot of times when you're in a hurry or you're stressed out, it's weird, like because we're made out of electric too, you know, that it messes with the computers and other things I've found over time. So
that's true.
It's always different, you know. It's always hard to you know, you get stressed when it's like a cycle. It's piles on when you get stressed about something that's going on, and then you get stressed more, and then the computers and the airwaves feel that. So that's right. Put some tobacco out after this show, and everyone will be feeling better and doing things. Hey, I just got to say this about former Representative Ruth Buffalo. She texted me and wanted to know if she was supposed to stay on or whatever, but I just have to say this. Is that, you know, our schedule is always fluid with guests. And it seems like whenever we need a guest on, and I can text her, whether it's a minute before or 10 minutes before or hours before, Ruth is always comes on the show.
Right. Yeah, Ruth is great. She's a great one. Anyways, there is something that I saw, Robert, in the news today, and this is coming from the Native Organizers Alliance, actually. So this was posted 5 hours ago. The Biden-Harris administration and the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, as well as public and private sector partners, announced today that $141.3 million in grants through the America the Beautiful Challenge, also ATBC, will create 74 new grants that will support landscape-scale conservation projects across 46 states, 3 U.S. territories, and 21 tribal nations. According to the DOI's website, America the Beautiful is spotlighting the work to restore, connect, and conserve 30% of lands and waters by 2023.
Wow. That's let's see if I got the right button here, you know. There's some cheering going on here.
I like that. That's a good one.
Right on.
But yeah, I mean, that just goes hand in hand, talking about saving our natural resources, saving our land, protecting Mother Earth and Father Sky. Yeah, it's a hard race and it's a tough battle, but there are things that are being done and there are wins. You know, it's not all losses.
Right.
It's good to focus on the good things and the wins that we do have, such as this.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I think about that, too, because Governor Evers really needs to do something about this. But also he's done so much, too. So there is that balancing, you know, and in my younger years, I should say, prior, I don't know, 20 years ago or so, Wendy was always good at this because she can keep a level head. And it's taken me a lot of years, too, because you never know. When you need the politician for something else that you're working on. So you can't burn bridges, I guess is my point. And I used to burn bridges with a flamethrower. So I've learned over the years to be chill and not to react like I'm a maniac. So,
I think a lot of other people could learn from that example as well. Another really cool story that came out yesterday, this is actually from Leonardo DiCaprio, which we know has done a lot of climate justice work. But Papua New Guinea triples marine protected areas. Over 9,000 people from more than 100 indigenous communities helped design the new ocean protections. These efforts resulted in the declaration of over 6,000 square miles of new marine protected areas in New Ireland province. This work demonstrates the impact of community and government partnerships in achieving the global 30 by 30 target. So, yes, this is protecting waters of Papua New Guinea, spanning over 6,000 square miles. So do you see what can happen when we listen to our indigenous communities?
Yeah, and that made me really think, Haley. You weren't able to see this because when I was in New York in Long Beach, but there were whales out there, and I've never seen whales before. I saw all these boats out there, which I never do, and they were out fishing, but also so were the whales, and the only way I could see them, and then I saw a photographer take some pictures of them. You could see the fin, but I only reason why I knew they were whales is because there was, they were breathing, and so the water was shooting up, and it was really cool, and you could tell people were watching the whales. There was a big boat out there that wasn't fishing, and people were just watching. So there's a balance that you're talking about, and I know they're talking about they're not wind turbines, but some kind of water turbines out there in the ocean for energy. Mm-hmm. And you mm-hmm. wonder how that's going to affect the whales that are going to be around there. So there's big balance that people have to consider too.
That's a great point, you know, and we have Bob Blake on usually every Wednesday with us, and Bob's really great. We talk a lot of renewable energy, and I always think about, you know, the waves of, I don't know exactly what they call that, but generating the power mm-hmm. through electricity from the ocean waves coming onto the shore and whatnot. But yeah, you have to realize, you know, how is that going to impact the sea life and our marine, you know, animals exactly. in that area. But hey, this is something also I saw. So the Kansas City Chiefs and Taylor Swift are all over the news. I think we all know that. But
I'm a Swiftie. I'm cool with it. No.
Are you? Okay. I don't know if I am. So Kansas City. Okay. So this is the Kansas City Indian Center, Heart of American Indian Center. They will be doing a protest on November 20th down there in Kansas City at 4 p.m. at Gate 1 at Arrowhead Stadium at the Kansas City Chiefs Stadium. And there will be a bus stop at Gate 1, 4 p.m. November 20th. And they're going to, they're calling for the Kansas City Chiefs to finally do what they painted in their end zone. And that's end racism. So hopefully they change that name.
Well, exactly. And I think I've said this story before, but when the Vikings were playing at U.S. Bank Stadium, Huffington Field now, that is a place, it's a public stadium. It isn't like, you know, the others, the Viking Stadium now, it's a private stadium. And so there was a big protest when the Kansas City team was playing the Vikings. And about the name, and it was very interesting. There was two things I take note on that, Haley. One is there was a lot of Kansas City Chiefs or dressed up like Chiefs going in there, but the big people that were giving our young warriors and spitting on our young warriors were Vikings fans. So let's get over it and all those things, but we're not getting over it. We're still here. We are the seventh generation.
And free Leonard Peltier.
See you tomorrow. This has been Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake.
Step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin. In fact, it's on tap every day. This is 93.5 The Tap, the Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
OptUS Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.